Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the sixth episode of From the Lions Cove podcast. I'm your host, Marcelo, and today I'm joined by a special guest, Cam Smith.
What's up, everybody? What's up with y'all, man?
Cam.
Let's get right to it.
Pleasure to have you.
Of course, appreciate you.
So, Cam's one of my good friends. I've known him since, like, middle school. Been a longtime friend of mine, and I'm so excited to have him on the podcast. He has a great background with football and basketball, and Cam's done a ton of sports throughout his time and for as long as I've known him, so he's got some great stories, and yeah, man, I'm excited to get into these questions.
That's good, too.
But for a proper introduction to my man Cam, we got some info right here. So Cam was 3 years with varsity. He was a one-year varsity starter at Mayfield High School. Jersey number one, too, the best number. Some awards. He was second team all district. He was player of the week a few times, and they were conference champs as well. So some stats from Cam's 2020 season at Mayfield High School: played 7 games, assisted in 12 tackles, 1 forced fumble, 4 recovered fumbles, 4 sacks, and then he had 35 and a half solo tackles and 8 tackles for a loss. So pretty impressive. Not to mention Cam also did track. He went to some camps. He went to a Heidelberg football skills camp, and also he did some training with a former walk-on at Kent State. So, yeah, that's pretty much a little rundown of Cam's high school career and a little bit of his background. Played at Gannon and Hocking College. So, yeah, first question is, when did you first realize that football was something you wanted to pursue seriously? Was there like a moment or experience that really sparked that for you?
For me personally, I remember like 6th, 7th grade, I told my dad, like, trying to sign up for the team. And, you know, he wasn't really against it at all. So kind of went out there, gave him my best first year. It's kind of new to it all. And then like an experience for me, I just had an athletic background. Like my grandfather and my uncle both were collegiate athletes, so I always wanted to follow in their footsteps.
Yeah. So you didn't play football like in like elementary school, right?
No, not at all.
So middle school was like your first time actually playing.
Yeah, I was just hooping prior to football.
Wow. So like, talk about that like first year playing like football. Was it kind of just new? You were like learning all like the new like plays and.
Yeah, I went out as a receiver to start.
Okay.
So I was just getting used to route running, like getting off the line, catching the football, obviously.
Yeah.
And then just like being coachable as well.
Wow. And then obviously you played 8th grade through 12th grade, right? So yeah. Being a multi-sport athlete, you know, I mean, you did track, you did football, you did basketball. How did that help like improve like your performance on the football field?
For shot put, I kind of learned technique from my grandpa, like, because he went to college for shot put at Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
And eventually taught me how to like, get my form right and all that.
Okay, cool. And then you also played basketball, too. How did basketball kind of, like, relate to football?
Mostly, like, just being competitive with everyone around you, even if they're on the same side, same team.
Okay, awesome. And then, so did you do track in middle school, too?
Yeah, I did do track in middle school. I started shot put in 8th grade, yeah.
Really? So then you did that all the way until senior year of high school? Or junior year?
No, I didn't do track freshman year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But, like, sophomore, junior year?
Yeah, sophomore and junior year, and then senior year, I was just focusing on football.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Cool. So as earlier, I did mention that you attended the Heidelberg Football Skills Camp back in 2019 when you were a junior.
Yeah.
How did that experience like help impact your game, and how did it change? How did it change your approach to football?
When I went out to the camp, I got to compete with kids like from around the state, so I got to see like the threshold of talent, as you would say.
Wow.
I'm like pretty big for a receiver.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like 5'10" and 6 foot, so wow. I kind of stood out. So then, I wasn't really there for offense. I wanted to get recruited as a defensive player.
Yeah.
So I did some of the drills. I mean, I can't really remember like all the details, but I had a good time.
Yeah. So during that camp, like were you there for like a whole weekend, or was that just kind of like a 1 day camp?
Yeah, it was a 1 day camp.
Wow. So what, you like drove there, did like the like workout, and then kind of you just like went back home?
Yeah, we did the workout, and then I got to talk to the coach and then take some pictures with the helmet and jersey.
Oh yeah, kind of like the like media day stuff.
Yeah.
Dang. Wow. All right. So even though you were on varsity for 3 years, you didn't really start until your senior year, right?
Yeah.
So what was the biggest lesson that you learned from being like a non-starter, and how did that prepare you when you actually became a starter?
I said the biggest lesson is like always like be ready for the opportunity, never take it for granted.
Yeah.
Because I got to sit behind like some pretty good players.
Yeah.
For the first 2 years, and then I got like an opportunity on special teams to make an impact during the undefeated season.
Really?
Yeah. And then I got like some like garbage time in the fourth quarter at linebacker.
Hey, garbage time helps though. Garbage time minutes are like key.
Yeah, it definitely helped my development.
Yeah, and then was that during like your junior season?
Yeah, junior year.
Wow, awesome. And then so like you mentioned like you played like behind some like great players. Like, did they teach you like any like lessons or kind of like techniques like to like help you like in your career?
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say like most importantly, it was just like carrying yourself on the field. Like you should always be like focused, because you know the goal is to win, right? Nobody wants to be out there and lose a bunch of games.
Yeah,
we're all trying to get scholarships, trying to play the next level. So
right, yeah. And I've asked every interviewee, what's like your like pregame routine? Like, did you have like a like set or like?
Yeah, the routine. You know how I get to it. So. I don't have a routine until like senior year.
Really?
Personally, but like before that, we would just go get like food, me and Mango.
Yeah.
But then like senior year, because of COVID, we'd be at home, so I just DoorDash some food, turn up in the crib, a little bit of music, and then to the field. Man.
So yeah. So like it's so, like who are like your like go to? Yeah, that is definitely gonna be a blooper.
All right.
So like who are like your like go to like artists?
It's like Playboi Carti.
One.
Yeah, Kanye.
Dang.
Lil Uzi.
So Playboi Carti is like your favorite.
I meant to say Travis too. Yeah.
Oh really?
Like both of them tied in top wow. top one.
So like before you go out onto like the field, like take off like your headphones. Is there one song that you play like specifically, or is it kind of just whatever song and like you're hype or motivated to? Then you just leave it at that.
For senior year specifically, it was just like Dreams and Nightmares. We'd all get locked in for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang. But like you didn't have any songs like personally.
I had a couple, but I wasn't really like locked in on one. We
yeah.
go Dreams and Nightmares.
But... Yeah, and then that, and then you just go right out to the field.
Yeah.
Dang. The one thing that I'll never forget, Cam, your senior year, you had a crazy hit. Yeah. Like I remember I was in the stands, obviously. I was the only one out of our friend group that really played basketball. So I was like the only one in the stands, like watching like all of like, you know, my best friends play. And I'll never forget in a playoff game, Cam had this crazy hit. Like it was off a, I think it was like a
kickoff.
Yeah. Kickoff. Cam like nailed this dude. The dude fumbled, and I think you guys recovered it and scored a touchdown off of it, right? Or like something.
We recovered. We had scored
it. Yeah, but no, it was one of the loudest hits I think I've ever heard in my life. I was like, yeah, that's insane. And obviously, just like knowing Cam, I know how hard he hits. And but that was insane. Like out of all the games I've been to, I've never heard a hit like that in my life.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, the stadium was pretty empty though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it was during COVID though.
But yes.
Yeah. But like still though, like I was like, wow, it's crazy. But so obviously Cam played out on the defensive side of the ball throughout his high school career, and then eventually committed to Gannon to play linebacker, defensive end, kind of. And yeah, so what was that process like for you?
The process, that was my only visit Gannon was. So I went down there in, I think, like December or January.
Yeah.
Got to meet the coaches and stuff, took some pics and stuff.
Wow. So, like, did you have any other schools that were, like, off, like interested in you? Like, any, like, you know, like D1, D2, D3?
I didn't have anything higher than D2.
Okay.
So I had, like, John Carroll, Ashland, Heidelberg.
All right.
And I think, yeah, that was, like, my top three.
Wow. And then, obviously, our senior year was during COVID. Did you have any, like, virtual visits or, like, online visits?
No, I didn't get any of those.
Wow. Wow. So then, how did your experience at Gannon compare to what you expected coming out of high school? Like, how was it, like, the college ball and the high school ball? How did that kind of, like, differ?
I'd definitely say, like, the speed of the game is a huge jump.
Really?
Yeah, and then just, like, the workload on your body as well. Like we had 2-a-days, like, in high school, but it was pretty much, like, the entire day. It was filled up with football.
Wow. So then, like, when you first got to Gannon, like, what did, like, your day kind of, like, consist of, like, with, like, those, like, 2-a-days? Like, yeah, was it just, like, 7 to 7?
Nah, so after the move-in, we got, like a whole day to move in our stuff. And then the next day we had, I think it was, like we got our helmets and then, like, jerseys and stuff. And then we would do, like, a practice in the morning. And then we'd be done at, like 9 o'clock, eat breakfast, chill out for, like, a half hour. And then we'd back in the film.
Wow.
In the afternoon. And then we practice again, like, before it got hot out. Because, you know, summertime.
Yeah, it's hot.
It ain't no joke. And then after that, we'd have dinner. And then we'd be chilling the rest of the night.
Wow.
And then back up at, like, 6:30 or something. Jeez. Like that.
And that was, like, for how long? Like, five days? Or
not 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
The same routine?
Yeah.
Wow. And then I'm sure during, like, your season, I'm sure, was it kind of, like, the same thing almost, kind of, like, from camp to season? Or did, like, the season practices kind of, like, slow down?
Like, the load lightened up a little bit. So, like, you kind of get, like your body gets used to the intensity of practice and stuff like that.
So, like, kind of talking about that, you know, experience between high school and college, was there anything that kind of, like, shocked you, like, when you first got there? Were you kind of like, wow, like, this is, like, different, or, like, the talent level, or?
Yeah, talent level, because the year before it was COVID and we were in high school, so
yeah.
We pretty much brought back about, like, a quarter of the team, and then, like, they brought in about, like, 25 guys from our class.
Wow.
And they're all still there today, so.
Really?
Yeah, most of them either transferred out or they're still there. I got a couple friends up there.
Wow. So then, like, when you first got there, you were going against, like, 23-year-old dudes pretty much.
Yeah, we had one guy in our position group was, like, 24, 25 wow. almost.
No way.
Yeah.
And then you were only, like, 18, 19 years old. Like,
nah,
going
funny story, I was 17 when I went to college.
Oh, yes, right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So it's like you were 17 going against, like, 24-year-old guys.
Yeah, pretty much, like, 20, 22.
Wow.
They were all, like, sophomores, redshirt.
Wow. Yeah. That, and then, like I'm assuming redshirt, like, as in, like, they didn't really play freshman year or they kind of got hurt.
Yeah, that's what redshirt is. And then I ended up redshirting my freshman year because we had so many guys returning.
Wow. Dude, that's insane. And, yeah, that's kind of how that whole, like, transfer portal kind of started and all of that with all just the players and all, like, the COVID years and stuff. And you definitely see the impact that it's had at the college level, at all levels pretty much.
Yeah.
So looking back on your time, what's the wildest or most unexpected thing that happened during your time at Gannon? Either on or off the field, and were there any, like, unforgettable moments that you had that you'll never forget?
I said the wildest time was probably, like, my first weekend there. Like, I just got to go out, experience the college life.
Yeah.
And I realized it's not for everybody, like, because student athletes, you got to, like, we don't really get that much time off except for the weekend. So
yeah,
some guys would go all out, and then some guys would just be chilling in the dorms, just socializing and like that.
Wow. So, like on the field, did you see any, like, crazy, like, plays or crazy, like, moments that like you had that you're like, wow, like I'll never like forget that. Like that was truly special.
Oh yeah, I'd say like, I think it was like the first week of camp. Our defensive coordinator, he's like he's intense, like he's kind of like a hard knocks like NFL coach. You feel me?
Yeah.
So like if we'd mess up, everybody would be doing up downs the entire defense. Jeez. Like, he'd stop practice and everybody would do up downs.
Really?
Or like sometimes guys wouldn't have like their grades up to par and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So after practice, we'd be running sprints down and back. At the end of practice, like it was
wow,
no joke.
Yeah, yeah. So that like showed like wow, like you know. Yeah. These coaches really take it serious. Like they really care a lot and like all of that stuff.
Yeah, it's like you pretty much got to like dedicate yourself to being a student athlete.
Yeah,
turned to a job almost for me.
Yeah, like it almost kind of felt like a full time job for you.
Yeah.
Wow. And then on top of that, you had school and stuff.
Oh yeah, school, and then just like social life as well.
Right. Yeah. So I'm sure it was hard trying to balance like all of that out and trying to figure out everything.
Course.
Like especially being like a young age, like 17 and 18 years old, trying to do all that, it's tough.
Yeah, I had to grow up quick.
Yeah, for real. So obviously you went to Gannon, then you transferred to Hocking College, which is like a JUCO, right?
Yeah.
So what led you to transfer to Hocking, and how did that shape your football journey?
Going to Hocking, it kind of like kind of tested my character a little bit, like kind of had to realize, like, if I really want this, I got to go out here and make it happen for myself.
Yeah. So, like with your time at, Gannon, we kind of, like, hey, like, maybe, like, going to a JUCO is going to be better for me and kind of, like, set me up for a better, like, for a better football career? Or...
Yeah. So, when I went there, I kind of had already, like, been used to being, like, in college away from home.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, that big of a difference. It was just, like getting used to – by being with a new cast of teammates,
yeah, much.
And then the coaching staff as well.
Yeah, and then plus too, like I mean, I'm sure it was hard because I'm sure you had a group of friends at Gannon, and then you had a little new set of friends down at Hocking.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much been like that my whole life. I made friends easily. I'm a cool dude, late
man. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, super. I mean, dude. Yeah. I mean, you're pretty much friends with Still, like, the same people that we grew up with, a long time ago. So that just shows it.
Yeah.
But, I'm sure that whole experience was different going from, PA to all the way down to near, like, West Virginia and stuff.
Yeah, Athens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that area is, like, it's pretty much like farmland out there.
Yeah.
We practiced on like, a grass field.
Really?
Yeah, all year.
So, what is Hocking College, is that in, like, the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, it's like 3 hours from here.
Really?
Yeah.
And like, there's like no city life around. Like, it's just kind of like.
They got like a little town like right next to the school.
But
right. Aside of that, there's no downtown. You got to go like an hour out to Columbus if you want to see anything like familiar.
Wow. Yeah, and then plus too, I'm sure being like from like Cleveland, like it's all city, like we're all from.
Right.
So I'm sure just being like a whole new environment is just crazy.
Yeah.
Do you have any memorable stories from traveling with the team, whether it was at Gannon or Hocking? Any moments that stand out from being on the road with your teammates?
I'd say like in JUCO when we traveled to New Jersey.
Yeah.
We took like one small bus with like probably like 30 seats in there. So
all right.
It's like coaches and then like all the guys that are traveling are on there together. So like we made memories like gas station stops and all that.
Yeah.
And then just like little stuff like jokes and all that.
Yeah, so kind of like just like having like those like memories with like your like teammates and stuff.
Yeah, and then just like going through the struggle, pretty much it makes y'all like brothers almost kind of.
Yeah, just kind of like you're all going through like the same stuff, and
yeah.
You're just like, hey, like we're in this like together and all that.
Right.
So it's like I'm sure it really just creates that friendship for sure.
Yeah.
But so overall, how has your football journey, everything from high school to Gannon to Hocking, how has that shaped who you are today, both as a player and a person?
I'd say, like I'm willing to take risks because, the opportunities aren't always there unless you go out and take advantage of them. So,
yeah.
Like, I took a risk going out to Pennsylvania. And, I mean, it worked out, but some things didn't go my way.
Yeah.
And I just had to, like, readjust my plan. And I'm still going today, so.
Yeah, doing it, right? You're I mean, hey, listen, I mean, you experienced it, and not many people can say that they played at the college level,
right? It's only like like a small percentage go to college after high school. So
I think it's like 3% of athletes, or maybe even less, honestly.
yeah, it might be less than like 1%.
Yeah. So hey, I mean, you did it. You tried it, and plus, going to a D2 school is tough.
Yeah, it's like right. It's pretty much like right above. I mean, it's right below Division One,
Yeah,
and then like it's a drop off right after D2, if I'm being honest.
but I mean, hey, I mean, I'm sure they work you like a D1 program.
Yeah, I definitely had like physical changes, mental changes as well. Just my mindset changed because now I'm out there on my own. Like you gotta do what you signed up for. Feel me?
Yeah, for real. So this segment of the episode is quote of the episode, and Cam, one of Cam's favorite athletes, just like people of all time, has got to be Shannon Sharpe. I know Cam loves Shannon Sharpe. Back when he was on Undisputed with Skip Bayless and all of that, I like you would always quote them and always like watch that show and talk about the highlights from it. So the quote of the episode is where I'll mention a quote, and then you just kind of talk about how it relates to like your life, and then you give me like your own quote that you kind of live by every day. So Shannon Sharpe said, "Don't hope someone gives you an opportunity. Create one for yourself." So what does that mean to you?
So yeah, that's pretty much like a motto like in my family as well. Like going back to my dad, he'd always tell us like, "I can't want it more than you want it." So like me and my brother, we pretty much had to like go out there and experience what we liked, didn't like, and then take like bits and pieces of it and put it in our personal life. So
Yeah, kind of like made you like work like harder almost.
yeah, like determination, all that.
Yeah, awesome. So what's one quote that you live by every single day?
I ain't gonna lie. Shout out my boy David Goggins. Stay hard. Fight the test of time.
What is it? Stay hard?
Yeah, just stay hard. Like just do things that are difficult. Get them out the way. Like it'll make you a better person. It'll like improve everything in your life.
Wow. So just kind of almost like, hey, listen, even if it's bad, just go through it.
Yeah, pretty much. Like it's only gonna be bad for like a little bit of time. Just do it, man.
Yeah, do it. Hey, but Cam is also a part of the CSS 3-on-3 basketball league. Talk about the CSS and your kind of experience with it.
Honestly, feels like a playground league. Domination on and off the court. Time with my brothers, you feel me? Shout out to Cello. He definitely makes the league like I wouldn't say like professionalism, but like it's like taking serious, no jokes when we're on the court. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's having a good time. We're out there making memories, so.
Yeah, nah, it's a great time. Cam's also led the league in rebounds and stuff too, so. But hey, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out my boy Cam. Thank you for coming on the podcast. So,
Course. Appreciate it.
kind of to a recap, Cam, star at Mayfield High School, went to Gannon, transferred to Hocking College, and yeah, I'm glad Cam could join this episode. And hey, like, comment, subscribe, and also too, just created a new Instagram, FTLC podcast on Instagram. Go give that a follow. And I'll post, new episodes, who's, joining the show. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the next one. So my boy Cam, yeah. We'll see you later.
Hey, can I give a shout out real quick?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, shout out Nick Sackcart.